producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, much to talk about again today, and we're going to jump on it really quick here. I literally have probably each segment I will be making a different point. That's how much information I want to convey over to you today. Folks, this last week, of course, again, we're ahead of the game, and I thank God for that. We were talking about the illegalities of the executive orders, especially when those are antithetical to the Constitution or in direct contrast to the Constitution of the United States of America. They must be congruent with the United States of America to some degree of, let me say it this way, congressional approval, which means with your approval. It must line itself up with law, not stand in contradiction of the law, the way that this administration means it to go. They're circumventing Congress. That means that they're literally giving you the finger again, America. And as I've said so many times, America, he's only doing what America you're allowing him to get away with. And he means to, over this last year, take it to the hilt. So are you going to allow him to do just that? What we're seeing here, friends, is the plea of necessity. We have to pass gun control. I can't go to sleep at night, saith the criminal. I have to pass gun control. I want Americans to be too stupid to know what I'm telling them is untrue. I want them to believe everything that I say. I don't want them to understand history, because if the American people understood history, I would have been impeached immediately the first week after my first service during the inauguration to become the president, or as being the president of the United States of America, and might I add corporate America, not constitutional America. Interestingly enough, I'm listening to, again, the conservatives today, friends. That's all I've got. I've got to listen to the best that I've got just to see how foolish these people are. And again, once again, no reference to the Bible or the Constitution of the United States of America, and they're trying to figure out why he is transgressing the Constitution as a constitutional scholar. Friends, he's not a constitutional scholar. He's a criminal. End of story. What is it that defines crime, America? Those that break law, 1 John 3:4. And the purpose of government, friends, is to restrain men from law, not to actually teach your citizens how to lead the way in sin and commit war against heaven. And I want, again, people to understand that the plea of necessity, which you're hearing from this administration, is the eternal argument of all conspirators. Friends, listen to what I'm saying to you. The plea of necessity, which you're hearing constantly from this administration, the past administration, friends, is this plea of necessity. We have to. I can't go to sleep at night, saith the devil in the White House. Folks, that's the eternal argument of all conspirators. And he now wants to circumvent, friends, the Congress of the United States of America to pass executive orders. Let me remind you, friends, that this administration and any other representative, they do not have a right to violate law. It's their purpose to magnify the law, not to tear it down. Friends, the Declaration of Independence underlies the Constitution, and it holds that the rights of the people come from God and the powers of the government come from the people to those that you allow to represent you, delegating authority to your representatives. Okay, so this, in fact, is the reason that this government is at war with God and his people. Revelation 12:17. Secondly, friends, the United States president issue executive orders to help officers and agencies of the executive branch manage the operations within the federal government, which is a creature of the state. Executive orders have the full force of law, enumerated laws found only, friends, within the United States Constitution. And when they have and take authority from a legislative power, which grants its power directly to the executive by the Constitution, or are made pursuant to the acts of Congress. The representatives of the American people. And that explicitly delegates to the president some degree of discretionary power, delegated legislation. Only delegated according to what? What the people allow them to actually legislate. So like both legislative statutes and regulations promulgated by government agencies, executive orders are subject to judicial review. Now going to the judges, not by them that want to interpretate what common sense laws state, nor are judges there to judge the standard by which we are all judged in that Mosaic institution in which the law that God the Creator gave unto us. That may be struck down if deemed by the courts to be unsupported by statute or the Constitution. What this administration is doing is unsupported by statute and the Constitution. Therefore, there is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. The term executive power, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the Constitution refers to the title of president as the executive. That's all. Friends, they are merely doing what they are allowed to get away with because the American people haven't taken the time to read the Constitution to know the difference as if it's law or unlaw. Friends, this is unlaw. This is crime being committed against you. Therefore, that defines out to be tyranny at every level. And you've seen this since day one. The purpose coming from the Declaration of Independence of the president is to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, not violated. And according to Maiden Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5, or face impeachment Article 2, Section 4. Folks, I'm making reference, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Interestingly enough, they were using, when I was listening to conservative radio on the way to the radio show today here, friends, they were using a representative, a Republican from Illinois that is Sharia compliant to actually stand up for the Republicans in America concerning the gun issue. And he said, we want to have a debate in Congress. There is no debate. Notice who the conservatives are picking out, friends. Them that are Sharia compliant from Illinois, the representative. And folks, what I'm talking about right now is what they're trying to make a big deal right now concerning Barack Hussein Obama's illegal executive orders. Concerning gun control, he doesn't have any constitutional provision nor statute that permits an executive order that is antithetical to the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. America, this is the definition of tyranny. How far are you going to let it go? We're going to come right back, folks. Like I said, we've got many topics I want to hit on today. But I want you to remember this concerning the first segment, the plea of necessity, that eternal argument of all conspirators, President William Harrison.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933 over the next 45 minutes, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Twitter account is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean 1 as well. Facebook, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media. We're talking about what's going on in your country, and as I said right before the break, President William Henry Harrison said, the plea of necessity, that eternal argument of all conspirators. Folks, it's the same thing that happened after September 11th. You know, if you're not for us, then you're against us, and you're with our enemies. Remember that? And remember how a war wasn't actually incited by the President of the United States. By the way, if you look at history, again, friends, go and check out history. Adolf Hitler, when he became the Chancellor, he attacked his own Reichstag. And then he got his people to attack his political opposition. For those that did not know how that works, that's history repeating itself. So you're going to have to do the math, and you're going to have to come up to your own decisions as to what's going on in your country. But you have to ask the question, why the Unpatriot Act, it was called the Patriot Act, it should be called the Act of Tyranny. It usurped the United States Constitution, and it's also interesting how many bureaucracies have been created out of the Patriot Act only to what? Further oppress and enslave the American people through more government control. And in saying that, isn't it also interesting? We were told the same thing from Bush, the plea of necessity. You got to pass this. You got to pass this. The Patriot Act was passed at 3:30 a.m. and not one representative read that bill before they passed it. The plea of necessity, that eternal argument of all conspirators. Interestingly enough, friends, what you're seeing today through these supposed executive orders, which again, they're illegal. There is no constitutional provision or statute that permits these executive orders concerning what the president is attempting to do today. Even going so far as to give the American people the finger to say, hey, listen, I'm going to bypass and circumvent the Congress. I'm just going to go over their heads. Fully on what you have to say. Folks, he's been doing that since since day one. This is no surprise. And what he's trying to do, friends, he's trying to create a domestic insurrection. He's trying to create civil war at every step. Now, some may say that's so far out there, but wait a second. When you judge this administration by their fruit in the history of this administration, what have they been doing for how many years, friends? Look at the history of the administration individually and then corporately. That is their history. They're a bunch of Saul Alinsky disciples. And there's no truth in these people. And it's not about the revolution. It's not about any resolve, friends. It's always about the revolution. They want to keep creating resolution. And these people don't realize that they're setting themselves at war with God. And maybe some of them do. But if they took a little common sense litmus test, friends, they would understand that the history of those that do that always end up in the pit that they themselves have dug. They can read Psalm 2. They can read the Bible. They can read history, friends. But they want to make sure that if they're going to hell, they want to take as many with them. And I say what we do is we deal with those that want to take everybody to hell with them. Let's just bring them to where their designated destination would be. And if that's where they want to go, let's send them there, friends. Let's send them there. Justice is the guardian of liberty. What you're seeing today in America is treason. And if you go to Article 3, Section 3, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them. Folks, they're levying war against you. You need to understand this administration is levying war against you. Now listen to this. And then it goes on and says, or in adhering to their enemies. Folks, who are America's allies? America's sworn enemies. And how many times has he given them aid and comfort, even taking your tax dollars to support them to do so? The definition is treason, Article 3, Section 3. There is no gray area, friends. It's treason. End of story. We don't need to add on to that or take away from it. Let me ask you something, America. Let me ask you something, friends. How many stop signs do they need to go through and then have some sort of congressional debate as if that was illegal or legal? Folks, you're being played as a bunch of minions to a bunch of minions. They're leading the opposition is what they're doing. They're not there. Again, judging them by their fruits, they are not there to protect the rights of the American people. Because every single step of the way, friends, you ever heard of the Hegelian dialectic? They take two steps forward and then they take one step back, but they still got their foot in the door. That's exactly what's going on in your government today concerning your representatives. The Hegelian dialectic. When is it that you are going to figure out that when they break the law just like I break the law? And when I break the law, hey, friends, there's no congressional debate concerning, well, did Bradley Dean really go through that stop sign or didn't he? Yeah, you can take it for face value. He broke the law. And if he broke the law, then guess what that makes him? A lawbreaker, a criminal. And a little kid could tell you this, America. A little kid could tell you this. What is some of the other craziness that we're seeing in this country today? Folks, you know how I talk about how, you know, the American people have a visual of Jesus as, literally, I mean, not as a man of war, not as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, not as one that is spoken and having authority, and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. No, that's not the Jesus that America preaches. And it's definitely not the Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost that we see today from the professed church in America. No, nothing could be further from that today. But that's who he is. And what we need to do is get back to who he is rather than what people want to make him out to be. Well, we see this in so many different ways. In so many different ways. Let me make a couple points and you'll get exactly where I'm going. Here was my point. They want to make people believe that Jesus is some little effeminate pansy walking around with short hair, mind you, and keep in mind he had long hair. That was the custom of the Nazarenes. Okay. Secondly, they want to make him out to be a little effeminate pansy when in fact he was a carpenter. He wasn't a little punk. Okay. And then they want you to believe that he's walking around with pink booties, smacking sheep on the butt, telling them that everything is okay, when in fact nothing could be further than the truth scripturally. This is nothing new. Hey, folks, you believe today that the conservatives carry the spirit of our forefathers. No, it's again a lack of conservatism. If I go back to our forefathers, for example, Roger Sherman, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, I want to show you how they have softened down the image of what a real patriot is to be, which means to uphold dying laws, Webster's 1828. Listen to what Roger Sherman said. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. I'm speaking in the spiritual and in the natural. The natural man receives not the things of the spirit because they're spiritually discerned. Now let me go back to the spiritual. When we parallel scripture with what we see in professed Christians today, again, it's black and white. It's not what we're saying. What we see in the natural concerning the self-professed conservative today, and go back to the forefather spirit, and we see the patriotism and the selflessness and the self-sacrifice to give us what we have today. Is there any similarities whatsoever, friends? Absolutely not. It's like oil and water. It's like black and white. You know, it reminds me a little bit of John Wesley. Did you know, going back to the spiritual, did you know that John Wesley, he was a great field preacher, an English preacher. He was an open field preacher. By the way, he was ostracized out of the church, John 16, because the church didn't want to have anything to do with the Spirit of Christ. So they kicked him out of the church, and he went to the people to actually be led by the Spirit of God to preach the Great Commission, to seek and save that which is lost. Did you know that that man of God, I have one of the original paintings on my wall at home. The man looks like he went through hell 100 different ways. He looks like he's gone through hell 100 different ways. And what's interesting about that is, did you know that the denomination, will you grab me that right there, please? Yes. Right there. Yep, that's right. Did you know that the denomination that came out of John Wesley, did you know that they didn't like that he had such a rugged countenance on his death mask? So what they did is they wanted to change it. And if you look at a picture today of John Wesley, do you know that it is so effeminized? It's reproachful. It's embarrassing. But it's not him. Why is that? Folks, did you know that John Wesley said, give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God? He said, I care not whether they be clergymen or laymen. They alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven upon earth. Now, that's a man that walked in the Spirit of Christ because he understood the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. you get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final shout out 1-866-582-9933. Folks, Bradley, man, I'm like listening right now and I'm driving and I can't drive 55. Drive 55. Put it on cruise control, my friend. That is grace and the cops will be your best friends. See how that works? That's real grace. Always obeying, right? From the heart, that form of doctrine that's been given unto you. Bradley, I was going to call in, man, but you're just dropping this really cool stuff, this information I've never heard on me before. And there's an anointing that's breaking the yoke of bondage. Isaiah 10:27. That's the point, my friends. But if you'd like to call in, now's the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, God's call to the Christian churches today is to come forth from their hiding place just as Elijah did. And as he came forth and to meet the king or the president or the representatives, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because, friends, we're not asking for the devil or lawless tyrants for permission to obey God and his moral law. Ain't asking, and yes, ain't is in my dictionary. Andrew Young, I spent 3 hours with him, former mayor of Atlanta. He was associated with Martin Luther King Jr. He was on the forefront with Martin Luther King Jr. And interestingly enough, when I spent probably 3 hours with him, I received one of my greatest compliments I probably could have received. And he said, if Martin was here today, he said, he would have loved you. And if I can become half the man that MLK Jr. was, Michael King, was, and I'm talking about the call of God on his life, friends. Not talking about all you nitpickers out there that don't have a clue as to what you're talking about. I spent time with several of his friends to find out for myself exactly who he was and what they were about. You might want to talk to J. Edgar Hoover, the director of the FBI, about the lies that you believe about Martin Luther King Jr., because I talked to his friends, firsthand witnesses of who he was. But it's interesting to note that Andrew Young said to me, If you don't want to think, he said, you don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion where the symbol of religion is a cross, you're reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you simply hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil. And that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death. Exactly right. If you haven't found something to die for, it's because you haven't found something to live for, friends. And I want you to understand something. MLK Jr., our forefathers, friends, real preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, they are radical for the truth. They're militant in righteousness, not in unrighteousness. But isn't it interesting, going back to what I was talking about during the last segment, isn't it interesting how everybody wants to tone down the message? They want to create a God that looks and acts just like them. They want that figment of their imaginations to become a reality. They want it to be tangible. And they don't want anybody actually to be on fire for the things of God or their country, because then that outdoes them and it exposes them for who they are not. See them all the time. Have them around all the time. Can't stand having them around me. Listen, folks, when Charles Spurgeon rightly said, the closer you walk with God, the less people you're going to have around you. True that. True that. Jesus had 12. And keep in mind, they forsook him. Paul said, I expected this, but I didn't expect it from Demas. Why? Because he was going on to bear the cross. Remember, Demas loved the world. Folks, we need to make distinction in all of our decisions and those that we would have around us. Remember, David said, I'm a companion of all them that fear you, Lord, and them that keep your commandments. Those are the kind of friends you have around you, and they're hard to come by. But in saying that, again, friends, keep in mind that people want to tone down leaders that get the job done, that understand, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. The world wants to tone them down. Now listen, the spirit of the world is either, what they love to do is they love to persecute the living ones and then they love to praise the dead ones. Okay? And see, so when they're persecuting the lively ones and those that are alive, understand they're persecuting, they're acting as the accuser of the brethren. Okay? These are the ones that want to tone down the message of Christ through his servants. But this was interesting about Martin Luther King Jr. Somebody noticed this about him because hip-hop artist Chuck D said of Martin Luther King, he said, I don't like the fact that when people look at Dr. King and the millennium, there's this year-by-year softening of his image like he wasn't radical. You had to have a radical viewpoint just to be able to stand in the face of oppression and take it to a physical level if need be. And keep in mind, friends, while I'm saying that Jesus said, listen, if they called me Beelzebub, just imagine what they're going to call his disciples, my disciples. They're going to do the same thing to you as they did to me. Right? And yet America, they just want to get away from that cross. They want to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ where it doesn't offend anybody. They want to be patriots without offending the establishment, which is the problem. Yep, you're a part of the problem. You're a part of the problem because you don't understand the Spirit of Christ. You're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, which is the gift of prophecy. It means you have the testimonies of the Lord. Now, I want to tell you something. Again, what God puts in you, friends, no devil in hell can take it out of you. Now, let's talk about radicalism for a moment, shall we? Because Martin Luther King was called an extremist, as were our forefathers called terrorists. And anybody else that stands up and actually follows the rule of our Constitution and the natural, man, they're just, we got to have those people that don't understand what it takes concerning the spirit of what it takes to get the job done to prosecute and persecute and accuse these people that do understand. And we'll call them extremists. We'll go along with the spirit of the world and we'll polarize and we'll demonize them because, again, we don't understand what it takes to get the job done. Did you know that when Martin Luther King Jr. was called an extremist, he said, I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed to be so categorized as an extremist, he said. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. He said, was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist when he said, this nation cannot survive half slave and half free? Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of extremist will we be? Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice? Or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? Exactly right on. Right on. Right on. Hey, folks, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Oh, and by the way, just for those that are trying to get out of understanding what I'm saying, do hold this to your conscience too, and hopefully the Holy Ghost will convict you if you belong to Him. He who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetuate it. He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it. Exactly right on. Exactly right on the smack. Right on. Folks, what's going on with the men in this country? Why so effeminized? You know what I see more than anything is men subject to their wives. What's up with that? And I'm not blaming the wife. I'm blaming the man for subjecting himself. That's called a backwards relationship. Woman desires security, acceptance, right? Not the other way around. What's with all these effeminate men that we have in this country that call themselves conservatives? What is going on? Oh, don't tell me it's in the food. No. Don't even go there with me. It's spiritual. What is with the effeminate spirit within men today? I mean, I have never seen so many effeminate capitulating pansies in all of my life, friends. Honestly, I never have. Folks, when I'm doing events across the United States of America, you know who's setting those events up? Women are. And you know where the men are? They're in the front row, cheering me on, acting like me and they are in this together, when in fact they're not. And you know what they're doing? They're complaining. And you know what else they're doing? They're giving voice to the enemy. And they're the first ones to tell you that there's nothing that we can do about what's going on in this country. I want to tell you something. You are sadly, sadly mistaken. And that's exactly the message your enemy would have you believe right there. And that's how they win. Speaking of backwards relationships, folks, is this crazy what's going on? Bill Clinton, friends, who is a sex offender, I kid you negative, he's out there campaigning for his criminal wife. I mean, this is like crazy stuff going on. There's a lot of stuff on the Clintons going on out there right now. Exposing the Clintons once again for their crimes against not just the Constitution, but against humanity. Just recently, right before the show, allegedly, a roster of women that Bill Clinton allegedly had sex with or tried to have sex with consensually or forcibly. Isn't it interesting that when the liberal state-controlled narrative through the media, when a righteous man or a righteous woman is accused of something, isn't it amazing how they're guilty until proven innocent rather than the other way around? But when it's somebody that is protected by the state-controlled narrative, by the criminals themselves, the lawless left, isn't it interesting how it's always allegations? Have you ever noticed that? So when we come back, let's talk about some of these allegations, facts, in many cases, friends, that we know of, if they're not dead, because we know the Clintons have like about 147 dead people around their administration, even those that were closest to them or came forward to blow the whistle concerning who they were. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're told today by Mr. Impeached One himself, Billy Bob Clinton. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to check it out, it's December 20th, 1998. Clinton impeached. He faces Senate trial. 2D in history. Vows to do job till terms last hour. Remember when the American people were being diverted from what it was all about? Because we were told it was all about Monica Lewinsky. And his adulterated relationships. Folks, if he can't be faithful to God, how can he be faithful to you? But he was actually giving military secrets over to the Chinese. I don't know if you know that or not, America. It was called Chinagate. And another question I'd have to ask the American people is, how many gates, how many scandals does this administration need to be found in before they are actually brought to justice? And why are they still there? Because those that are representing you or representing you are there leading the opposition. It's all a show. It's a game. They're being paid off like a bunch of whores that they are. You know, it's interesting when I'm going to highlight this real quick, but isn't it interesting with the Clintons? Do they have any shame? Do any of these representatives have any shame? I mean, really. And again, friends, how many crimes did the Clinton criminal family need to commit before they're actually found guilty? And I'm not just talking about them too. I'm talking about those that are actually protecting them in government. They think they're protecting them. No, they're not. Nope. They're doing it to themselves. But, you know, one of the things I was bringing up right before the last break, isn't it interesting how when a righteous individual is suspected or alleged of doing something unlawfully, isn't it interesting how they're guilty as charged? But when you see those that are protected by the lawless left, and folks, the left is the fruit of the right, by the way. This is where they're at because Americans allow them to do it. You need to understand what's interesting about that. Isn't it interesting? It's only allegations concerning them. And we're in a country where you're innocent until proven guilty, not the other way around. See, that's communism. Right? And it's mob is what you are dealing with, mob, America. But here, let's go back to Clinton's. The roster of women that Bill Clinton allegedly had sex with or tried to have sex with consensually or forcibly. It doesn't matter, old Billy Bob. He thinks he's above the law. Just ask those that used to work around his administration. That is, if they're still alive. And we have Aline Wellstone, English woman who said Bill Clinton assaulted her after meeting him at pub near Oxford way back in 1969. What about Dolly Kyle Browning, high school friend who said Bill paid her booty calls for a 30-year period? Prostitute. Sally Perdue, former Miss Arkansas, who said Bill used state troopers. I have the audio and the video listening to the state troopers, by the way, to arrange sexual trysts with her in 1983. Susie Whitaker, press aide that Bill was rumored to be having an affair with. Folks, a lot of these women didn't come forth and actually admit it because they were afraid that they would lose their lives the way that many did. Talking about the relationships with Billy Bob, who's a stumping for his criminal wife, Hillary Clinton, today. They're just unabashed friends. They're unashamed. Connie Hamsey, group mentioned in American Band, propositioned by Bill while poolside in 1984. Juanita Broderick, campaign volunteer that said Bill raped her at a convention in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1978. Sandra Allen James, political fundraiser, said Bill pinned her to the wall and groped her in her private area in 1991. Yet he's actually campaigning for his criminal wife today, friends. Kathleen Willey said Bill sexually assaulted her when she asked him for a job. Wow. Paula Jones paid $850,000. They settled out after he pulled out his private part and asked her to, you know, vulgarity. I don't need to say any more, friends. Elizabeth Ward said she had sex with Bill Clinton. Lincola Sullivan was named as Bill's mistress during Monica Lewinsky era. Christy Zuricker, flight attendant, said Bill exposed himself and groped her on campaign plane in 1992. This is who's campaigning for his wife today, friends. Of course, who's covering it? MSNBC. Oh, and just hold on till the conservatives get a hold of this, because they'll overlook his crimes too, mark my word. But I want to let you know something. God will not. Jennifer Flowers had a longtime affair with Bill Clinton. Regina Hopper, state trooper, said Clinton was having an affair with her. Of course, she didn't want to say anything because she might lose her life. Marcia Scott, high-level Clinton staffer, said to have had an affair with Bill Clinton. Again, she failed to come forward and let the people know. She's probably afraid for her own. Monica Lewinsky, White House intern that Clinton had regular sex with. And keep in mind, this is the guy that's campaigning for his wife that said he did not commit adultery. Remember that. He said it over and over and over and over. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, is what he said. This is campaigning for the Clintons today, friends. And again, I want to lay to your candor, friends, who is putting Clinton in the position of the Democratic nominee for the future president of the United States of America more than the conservatives are? She should be in jail along with her husband and along with the administration. But they have the audacity to campaign. Folks, they're on the campaign trail, giving you the finger and then some. Wake up.
Oh, it's absolutely sick. I can't think of a better word to describe it. It's absolutely immoral, reprobate, sick to the core.
Incomprehensible.
Yeah, it is incomprehensible. It's like, are you kidding me? Boy, oh boy. Ugh.
And what's terrible about it is they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, they've so seared their conscience that they don't feel that they themselves have done anything. It's interesting, when Bill Clinton was having some heart problems not too far back a couple years ago, I remember there was a different countenance on that man for a minute.
Oh, he was scared, I'm
sure.
Oh,
he was scared to death, because he realized he knows within himself, friends, he is going to answer before God.
Oh, yeah.
And what he is doing is he's doing his best to stifle, to sear, to trample his conscience at every step of the way, to his own demise, to his own demise.
That's amazing. Well, you know, just hearing that information tells us all the more what a job we have to do. And as Americans, we need to not let this stand or pass, and not the people that need to be dealt with, we need to deal with them lawfully, according to the Constitution.
I believe there's plenty of people in law enforcement that are willing to do their job. Their hands are tied behind their back, say they, which in fact it is not. They have a constitutional obligation just as much as anybody up in the higher ups. They have a job to do. And if the higher ups fail to do what they're called to do, then they have a job to deal with that individual that is violating the Constitution. So no one's getting a pass here, but we do know that there's people in government that are willing to do what needs to get done, and we need to get behind them people and see the job does get done.
That's right. We need to put feet to our prayers and actions to our faith, and that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty on a daily basis, working day in and day out to make sure this message gets preached across America and also internationally as well. For those of you who maybe don't realize, the Sons of Liberty is also aired in 53 other countries along with the United States of America. But we cannot do what we do without your support. It's sincere in saying that. It's faithful supporters such as yourself that keep this ministry out there. Sons and Daughters of Liberty who give faithfully on a monthly basis, whatever level of membership is right for them, is the foundation that this ministry stands upon to be able to do what we do. Not only are we on the radio program 6 days a week, but literally we are coast to coast traveling on a monthly basis. We're going to be out in California here in January, again in February. We're going to be on the East Coast in March and back down south in the great state of Texas in April. So we are literally traveling all over the United States getting this message to the people. And if you want to be a part of that, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, and that means you're a monthly supporter of the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to make a one-time donation, you most certainly can do so. And I'd like to reiterate, we're just beginning the new year here. Many people contemplate who they're going to support for the year and that kind of thing. It's not a better time to become a son or daughter of Liberty now, because we're starting fresh in a new year.
I want to interject something really quick. It's amazing to me how many people complain about their church that they go to, and they support the church that they go to when they know that the preacher's not doing what he's called to do. Well, you're just as guilty for supporting him in the way that he is leading your congregants. You're just as guilty as he is. You're the one supporting him to do it. So, folks, and I'm not laying that as a guilt trip. I'm saying that this year is important for all of America, and we would ask that you, again, as Stephanie said, contemplate as to where you're going to sow your seed. This ministry survives on the support of the people.
That's right, and you want to feel good about what you're supporting. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com and feel good about supporting this work that's reaching the masses.
Love you by what we do, friends. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to Invasion.